Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are ya?
I'm exhausted, but I'm so damn excited I can't see straight.
Are you on the planet, girl?
No, not much this week.
Yeah, that's good. We have a multidimensional show tonight.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's been Grand Central Station here this week, in more ways than one. Tonight's show, it's a new time, a new day, a new world, and a new life. And I got to tell you, the team is so excited to talk to everybody about this. And before we begin, tonight's dedication is to Barack Obama for his safety and inspiration to lead our nation and our world by bringing us together as a race and to open our eyes and hearts to our fellow humans. To open the hearts and lift the fear of those that did not vote for Barack, to see that change is not to be feared, and to stop the Bush regime from doing any last-minute damage on their way out of office. Long dedication, but an important one. this certainly, for everybody that's listening and everybody that will listen to this in the archives, I think that we have witnessed a moment in time that, you know, is so amazing. And I, the realization for me that this is the beginning of more moments like this that are going to be world-changing and life-changing. And I can tell you that this has been an extraordinary week from my perspective, not just because of the election, but all of the activity I've had here because of the election. I've been on board ship two nights, the night before the election, the night of the election, during the acceptance speech, or before the acceptance speech, I went outside, and the sky was just filled with ships, and they were all tipping back and forth. They don't have wings, so they're not doing the wing thing, just signaling the excitement up there. I woke up in the middle of the night on, it would have been the morning after the election, actually, and singing, it's at the top of my voice. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. And I, of course, immediately went, what the hell am I doing?
You normally not sing?
I'm sorry?
You don't normally sing?
Not normally when I wake up cold in the middle of the night, no. I was already in song, which is what had me concerned. So, and my eyes look like I have been partying 24/7, like I have been on a toot. And I guess you can say that, which in my vernacular means alcohol. I don't know what anybody else's means. I've never been so excited and yet so fried in my whole life. So, and the team has been talking to me nonstop ever since this happened because there was so much going on and so much that they have not said, that they've waited for this event to say, and I know, Veronica, you've got a lot to add to this, too, but I wanted to share a couple of things. A lot of you, I'm sure, got this email. I got kind of involved with our local headquarters here with the young people, and so, but I think anybody whose email he had, and I'm sure he's got a hell of a group of emails from all the voters. But this came just before he made the speech, and it said, Jacqueline, I'm about to head to Grant Park to talk to everyone gathered there, but I wanted to write you first. We just made history, and I don't want you to forget how we did it. You made history every single day during this campaign. Every day you knocked on doors, made a donation, or talked to your family, friends, and neighbors about why you believe it's time for change. I want to thank all of you who gave your time, talent, and passion to this campaign. We have a lot of work to do to get our country back on track, and I'll be in touch soon about what comes next. But I want to be very clear about one thing. All of this happened because of you. Thank you, Barack. Now, I'm not reading this for me. I'm reading this because this is the first time a president is reaching out through computer contact to everyone and pulling people in and making it intimate. And I think it's huge, absolutely huge. Another one I got was, it sure feels good to be an environmentalist this morning. Just the sight of people going to the polls yesterday was a welcome reminder that President Bush's unrelenting assault on our natural heritage will soon come to an end. And if that weren't uplifting enough, there's the stunning outcome of the voting itself. An advocate for the environment, Barack Obama will be the next president of the United States. Talk about transformation. Before I go for it, this is from a huge group that is environmentally, I mean, they do huge things in this country. Before I go further, let me remind you that the NRDC is a tax-adjustable, blah, blah, blah. I want to tell you, hundreds of NRDC attorneys, scientists, and policy experts have worked day and night for 8 long years to stop the Bush-Cheney juggernaut from laying waste to our public lands, national forests, wildlife refuges, and ocean ecosystems. Thanks to your phenomenal support, we have succeeded to an extent that few thought possible. Barack Obama's election is a huge win for everyone exhausted from playing defense. Count us among them. It rekindles our hope that environmental protection may be restored to its rightful place as a treasured American value. On the most important issues of the day, from global warming controls to clean energy solutions to wilderness preservation, President-elect Obama campaigned on behalf of far-sighted policies that NRDC has championed for years. And this one, which I want to tell you, this came just before the show. This is from Exopolitics in Toronto. This is it's on Canada's National Post front page. John Podesta has been appointed to the transition team. Co-chairman in the new Obama administration. He is a UFO disclosure advocate, former chief of staff in the Clinton White House. He's been named co-chair of the transition team. He's an attorney and president and CEO of the Center for American Progress. Has staunch views on government requirements to release UFO files. Since the Barack Obama Advisory Group ran a virtually flawless election campaign, resulting in the election of him as president, why would the same advisory group recommend a UFO disclosure advocate and have him assume this highly sensitive position in a new White House administration? This is big stuff, folks. I want to share a couple of really interesting things. Michael Moore, who is a documentary filmmaker, and I'm sure, you know, everybody knows who I'm talking about. He made a comment on CNN, possibly this morning. I have no track of time this week, so bear with me, that his gratitude for what is happening, and he was a huge advocate campaigner for Obama, is celebrating the return of science and space exploration to the White House. I had a client this morning from Canada, brilliant woman, not someone prone to exaggeration by any stretch of the imagination, very dry, and she said, I tuned in during one of Obama's speeches, and he said, I'm from another planet, and I'm here to change the world, and she said, I don't know if he was being funny or if he was serious, and I said, would you repeat that? Now, we don't know if she heard what he was really saying from his perspective of his higher self, or if, in fact, he had made that comment. However, if he had made that comment, certainly the press would have grabbed that and run like hell with it.
Maybe she was able to hear something that the mouse wouldn't hear.
Exactly. So I want to talk also about...
Canadians are smart.
Yes, they are. Yes, of course they are, Veronica, you old cunt. I also want to talk about what's going on with the Republicans. And, you know, in his acceptance speech, Barack made a beautiful statement about the fact that even if people did not vote for him, that he will be their president as well, and really wants to earn their respect. I mean, this is, he's trying to bridge every way he can. Unfortunately, lots of people I talked to who had relatives that were staunch Republicans, they are undone and terrified, one, of the fact that he is a black man, afraid of change. And believe me, I'm not dissing the Republicans. So for any of you out there listening, please do not misunderstand this. I'm only sharing experiences that have come up. And this is really about, as far as I'm concerned, the fear of change, the fear that people have about, these are heavily embedded lines of discrimination in terms of color. And, you know, this is really big stuff. I talked to somebody in Italy today who, this woman is, she is not rich, but she is wealthy. There is a huge difference. And they have homes in multiple countries. And she congratulated me on the selection of Barack. And she said, you know, in Italy, they now hate Americans and they detest Bush. But for electing a black man as a president, because even in Europe, black people do not hold positions, political positions, that people feel that this is the cutting edge of moving forward to unite our planet. This was a mouthful coming from her.
That's great. Did people celebrate in Italy?
Yeah, they were celebrating. I mean, as you know, the celebration was all over the world, and there was the hope, and Veronica, we talked a moment ago about all the light you've been feeling. To me, it felt like a pole shift. I mean, if there was anything, you know, certainly we've heard people talk about it, but the shift that occurred was so dramatic that it was, you know, as you, what did you, I'll let you repeat what you were going to say, what you said to me earlier.
Just that I felt, you mean about the light? I just
yes.
Felt such a strange feeling of that so much light had been poured in. And I thought a lot of it came from the ETs as well, frankly. I really felt that. But I feel like we've hit a really powerful, light has been added. And then I went on to a show called the 2012 Chronicles, and we have just entered the sixth day. That section of leading up to 2012, according to the Mayans, which is all about vision and magic and amazing potential.
Yes.
So I think it's all connected.
I would agree with you. I was talking with Ginger, who channels Galexis, last night, and she was talking about how Galexis had said, you know, that with all the chaos, this is a time where great dreams can be birthed. And, of course, anytime there's chaos, most people are afraid of chaos, but those of us who spend a lot of time working with Lazarus recognize chaos as a place where, you know, anything can be birthed, new ideas, new concepts, new work, okay? And this is, of course, time for people's great work to start being born and their gifts and talents to start emerging. For all of you who've been searching about, you know, what am I here to do? What am I here to do?
I want to say one other thing, Jackie, is I felt so strongly today. I got up just bouncy, and I thought, finally, I feel like we can pull together even the financial thing. I think we can literally pull together on all levels at this time, and I haven't felt like it was so easy or so possible until today.
Well, it's, you know, it's very interesting, and I had, you know, people mention this to me. that the markets responded very negatively the next day. And the reason that they did is we have a ton of Republicans pulling out everything they possibly can. And these really are the people who have milked the system and are now afraid. And I think the one thing that scared people the most, and Marla from Italy made the comment in talking to her friends from New York who had been Democrats, very wealthy, but they voted Republican because they were afraid of the concept of a black man in office, and which I thought was very interesting. And the other piece of that was that his talk about redistribution of wealth. And I had another call from a friend.
And that would be scary if you had a whole pile of the wealth in your pocket there.
Well, I think it is frightening, but, you know, I think here's the... and another friend who called me and was talking about Donald Trump, who I've done business with, and you know, my personal feelings shouldn't really enter into this, so I'll try not to let them. And she was saying, you know, he was just going off on President Bush about this and that and the other thing, and the banks have the money, but they won't lend the money, and so on and so forth. And, you know, my response to her was not the most elegant I've ever made, but basically I said, screw him. I said, you know, when he stops whining about not being able to get funding for some new building and starts talking about what are we doing to help feed and clothe and house, you know, and have, you know, medical care for our families in America and the world for that matter, but even just here, you know, then I'll listen to what he has to say. Up until that point, I could care less.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, he's a spoiled brat, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I don't, believe me, I respect the fact that he's been a brilliant businessman, but this is a time when people are going to have to look at things in a totally different way. And one thing Barack Obama made clear in his acceptance speech and even in this email was that we're going to have to pull together as a nation. We had to do it during World War II. We had to do it after the Depression. We may have to make some sacrifices, but we're going to have to do this in a way that recognizing that we're all participants here. And that's, I think, part of the light you're feeling, Veronica, is the fact that people woke up and said, wait a minute, we have a leader. We finally have a leader and someone who really cares about what's happening.
And I keep hearing from people, I'm ready. I'm going to pitch in. I'm going to do something. And these aren't necessarily all political people, you know.
That's right.
So, and I feel really possible. Also, my guys were saying today how there's still some major big industrial or big corporations that are going to crash and burn, that there's a ton of new stuff growing up. I think
yes, there is.
We talked about that before.
Yes, there is. And
so, it's about focusing, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. This week, because my daughter had interviewed with this company, the owner of the Venetian here in Las Vegas, he owns the Venetian and the Palazzo, and the word on the street, and of course also in the markets, is that he's going to be filing bankruptcy. Now, Sheldon Adelson is, you know, in Forbes one of the richest men in the world, and his own personal wealth, and it would be his company that would be filing bankruptcy. And of course, he has casinos not only here but in Macau as well. So. And that's one company that no one would ever have anticipated that happening to. He was also head of the Republican Party here in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So, and I know that the day of the elections, I ended up doing a session. People were switching sessions. It's very funny. And I ended up, people were traveling. I ended up doing a session in every swing state that day. And, you know, I talked to somebody, I don't know who it was, who said, you know, you were saying that the team was every polling place, and I said they were. I mean, when I got up in the morning, I said, okay, that's. I was on board ship the night before, and that was it. One of the meetings was, we need you guys at every polling place, so that there's no shenanigans with the machines, with this, with that. They were so involved. They were so involved and so excited. And I have never, ever, ever experienced this kind of energy. That's why I'm toast. I'm absolutely toasted. I actually had a lot of clients write me and say, I'm so excited, but I'm so fried. So I want to say all of us have been working on the other side of the veil, participating in this. This has been a group endeavor. And but what has happened, it's the rebirth of hope on this planet.
But this is the first time, at least I have felt distinctly, that we keep hearing that the extraterrestrial beings, certain ones, are here to support us when we call for their help. And I feel like this is really strong evidence.
It's absolutely strong evidence. And you have to remember that he came out of nowhere. As he was making his acceptance speech, I was watching his energy field, and he was already planning everything. He had, the wheels were in motion. He did not stay in the moment in terms of he was there. His speech was phenomenal. But here was someone that was not there with his ego, languishing in the, you know, really sitting in the adoration. He was like, let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. And that's exactly what he did. And, I mean, he's already putting together his cabinet. He's working around the clock right now. I have such respect for him. And I know the team, you know, wants to talk about the appearance of the ship. There's so much the agenda with the ETs. How this is, I don't want to ruin any of it because they've had so much to say. And I think a lot of this they really couldn't say because they couldn't influence us. This had to be our choice. And we did it. I mean, did they assist us? Yes. But it had to be our choice. And for those that were really praying and really working and really pushing for Obama, I had one person who took the day off work and went out and was knocking doors on election day. And she went to make a donation, and the pop-up screen said, this is not a secure site. And the money went through anyway. And she said, oh, wow. So this is just an amazing time to see people in our world, not just our country, have hope restored. And there is something about what's happened here and the falling away. And yeah, it's going to take time for people to accept this. But the falling away of our prejudices, which is going to be a really big deal, to allow us to unite on this planet. And it's so time for that. We're really behind schedule on this one, by the way. If we can't accept one another, we will not be ready to accept the ETs, because the diversity here is minuscule compared to what it is in the cosmos. If you can't handle somebody with a little bit darker skin, you're really going to have a hell of a problem when they show up.
Thank heavens we've had Star Wars and all those different movies.
Absolutely. The varieties are beyond anything that you can imagine. And what's interesting to me is that I find them all lovely. I love them all. As different as they look, as interesting as they are, because remember, to them, we're weird looking too. So, but our inability to accept our own race is absolutely an anathema to them. It puts us in kindergarten, literally. Actually, at first day of kindergarten. So, you know, I know that the team has a lot to say here. For people, it's interesting, and this is a cute one I'll have to share with you. My television upstairs, I've had a house policy that nobody was allowed to watch CNN in my house, and because so much of it was so programmed and negative. This is the first time I'm excited to watch CNN, and when I set a policy in my house, it's pretty strong, because if you go upstairs and you turn on my television, you cannot get CNN in. It's the only station out of 100 and something stations that will not come in. And since the election day, it comes in just fine. Which I think is so damn funny. I mean, they just love to play. Another thing I wanted to mention, too, was I was a little concerned about his safety as I watched him doing his acceptance speech. It was kind of shades of John F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy, because of the amount of love for this man. And he was so exposed there in the park. And then I really took another look, and I could see what they had done to protect him is so amazing that I just want to say to people who may be concerned, don't worry. He has more protection than anybody can imagine. And I must say that. Unbelievable protection. Unbelievable protection. So, what are people saying to you, Veronica?
People are just giddy right now. I don't think they're saying... A lot of people I know were afraid for him. But it's just so powerful now. Most people that I'm talking to think it's a bigger picture than him, that it's a much bigger light picture. I think it's a shift in dimension, and that's what people keep talking about.
It is a shift in... It's a total... And I'll share a cute story.
And people cry. Even people who said last week, I don't know about Obama, but crying today, going, thank heaven.
Exactly.
Including my father, who's 87 and is always very conservative.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Isn't that, well, I have a friend who moved over here by me a couple blocks away to be in the portal. The portal's about, from the center of the circle, it's a mile in every direction, so in essence it's a 2-mile diameter. And she's aboard ship all the time. She's very funny. And she called me and she said, this is the day after, it would have been yesterday. And she said, Jackie, this has been the most, everything's backwards. I can't get anything to work. Everywhere I go, it's backwards. And she said, it's like walking on an arc, except the arc is upside down. So if you're trying to go from here to there, you end up there instead of here where you're supposed to. Anyway, she went on and on. And I said, well, you know, what I perceive at this timing is that we chose an alternate timeline, an alternate reality for this planet, and literally made the shift. So, you know, you mentioned dimension, and I would say that this is, in essence, what we have done is totally shift dimension overnight. Overnight. And a shift so powerful that the outcome of our country and our planet shifted with it. And for the kind of news that's coming in, and those are only two pieces that I shared, for the kind of news that's coming in, dramatic news, and to see Michael Moore, who is probably one of the most negative people and, you know, certainly has been a thorn in the Bush administration's side, he was humble and tearful about Barack Obama. And, you know, he felt that he'd been at war for 8 years against this administration. And to see the way that people are responding right now, it is the end of a travesty. And I have to say, as far as Bush is concerned, he played his role well. If, in fact, and, I don't think he's personally that bright, but the whole administration... If part of their contract was to come in and lead us into a situation that was so negative that only then would we be ready for drastic change. And I would say, as a country, that's probably true. Abraham has always said, when you're in the middle of what you don't want, you set off rockets of desire for what you do want. And I think that this was so glaringly negative that it opened us up to change, radical change, that we would never have accepted any other way. And if you were watching the results coming out the elections, going into the polls to vote, The primary issue was the economy. It had moved to a 60% ratio. And the war had dropped to about 9 or 10%. And I think that's really big. And it's like this all popped so quick. The economy, everything happened so fast that I think people are still reeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're having a hard time figuring out how all this happened. But they're glad that it did, and I think that's what's so amazing.
I just keep getting this sense of all of a sudden people are lifting their heads after having them hunkered down. There was kind of a not an asleepness, kind of a trance of frustration that was running through the streets before.
I would agree with you, and I think even in the media, Veronica, I think, and I saw it with all of the different newscasters, and I was switching around from station to station to station to see how people were responding. And I think that they're relieved as well to finally be able to broadcast hope and good news.
Right.
And not have to couch things that they knew were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people were selling their souls, you know, to survive. I think we're going to see some really big, dramatic changes. And I think we're going to see, along with it, I think what you're going to see reflected in Hollywood, which is kind of a microcosm of the macrocosm. You know, I get all these little Hollywood magazines because, to me, it kind of tells me what's going on in microcosm, macrocosm in certain ways. Not overall, but in some ways. Is I think you're going to see a dropping off of drugs. I think you're going to see some real changes in people that look like they really had no direction. I think it's going to be a very interesting time. I'm going to check out, because my voice is going, and I'm going to check out, let the team take over since I'm out of gas. And
so rest.
Yeah, I know, and they're waiting, so...
Thanks, Jack.
All right. Well, we have waited for this evening. Congratulations to all of you. You see, not only the email that President-elect Obama sent out said it, but we're going to say it. This happened because of all of you. Did we help? Yes. Because you asked us to. Co-creatively. Remember this. We won't do it for you. We'll do it with you. So important that you understand this. Did we assist? Of course we did. Did we tell you ahead of time, go vote for him, go do this, go do... No, we didn't. But you made your choices. And your young people, remember this, young and old, a lot of them committed, knowing that they came here to make change, willing to pull out all the stops to make it happen, to focus their energies and their beliefs, their clarity, their commitment. Now, what has this done from our perspective? Well, our board channel is exhausted. We know she is. All right. If you think election headquarters was busy, well, you should have been up there with us. So, now, many of you wondered why the ship didn't come in. Now, we know that this is some very funny phrase that you all use. Mm-hmm. And there was a reason. And yes, the channel did come plead her case, and we understood, and certainly there were other people with input, and, you know, we all agreed. The potential, you see, for people, a percentage of people to go into shock was very real. And it is occurring. Now, let us go into the reason why. You see, it's more than just the fact that your President-elect Obama is black. He's not all black. He's partially black. Remember that your president is a God projection. All right? Now, even if you look biblically, your concept, your depictions of God are a white man with long white hair and a white beard, not a black man. Now, at a subconscious level, at a cellular level, there is a big issue here. In terms of, this does not fit in with my concept of God or of Dad. All right? Because on your planet, you experience yourself as separate from your source. You begin projecting immediately onto mommy and daddy, God and goddess, onto people in authority, including your doctors, and then onto boyfriends and husbands and lovers, etc. So this is triggering something very deep for people, very deep for people, and especially for the far right, all right, the strongly religious. It doesn't fit in with their concepts that they have held at a subconscious and unconscious level. It's threatening to them. In addition to that, many people who are deeply religious, and please, we don't want to upset people, so don't email the channel nonstop on this, don't like change. They have their own ideas and concepts about what's coming, including the second coming. And anything that doesn't fit in with that, including taking responsibility four outcomes, you see, shakes them up. They don't want to be responsible because they want Jesus to do it. Jesus is going to come and judge everyone. We don't have to do anything. We're not putting them down. It is part of their belief structure. So you see, this is a very difficult time. Now, with the ship, all right, with incontrovertible proof, all right, other than there are going to be people who say, well, you know, you thought you saw it. You know, we see the pictures, but, oh, it was probably an illusion. It was a balloon. It was a this. It was a that. There still will be people that will deny. There always will be. However, the potential, the crack, will be in religion. Now, to take away their white president and their religion at the same time is just too much. We know that. Does this make sense to you, Veronica?
Sort of. I think, could you reiterate that part?
All right. There's going to be a period of adjustment for the Republicans who voted Republican. All right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an old belief, you see, among Republicans that if a Democrat gets in office, that business goes to hell. All right? This goes way back into the 60s. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, in addition to some of the subconscious things around God and change and fear, if a ship appears and stays in the sky for a long period of time, anything over a few minutes for that matter, carried by all the media, and it will be, what does that do to religion? Suddenly, Earth is not the center of the universe. It's not just God in humans. Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, what does that do? Why? It shatters their foundation. Now, their foundation is already shaky right now. Very shaky. It's being reflected on Wall Street. You're going to see it, as your guide said to you, Veronica, you're going to see some other businesses go under. No question about it. Mm-hmm. As you go through this change, this shift, where things were being held up artificially, very artificially, where these huge percentages of wealth were being funneled into not only these large corporations, but to a minority, a few number of people within the corporate structures. It wasn't going to everyone. You're going to see a lot of change. Now, does that mean financial collapse and ruin? No. Does it mean change? Yes. Will proof of extraterrestrial life change the way a lot of people view their religious beliefs? Yes. There are going to be those that embrace it, that are able to integrate the concepts together. Great. Until they find out that Jesus was an extraterrestrial, and then that might be a little bit of difficulty, but that's all right.
They're probably not saying that in most churches, right?
No, they are not. Now, the Catholic Church is already on the bandwagon here.
Well, that's not a surprise.
We've talked about this before. They are already there, paving the way, because they are in the know. Absolutely in the know. So they are being interviewed for different documentaries about UFOs, extraterrestrials. They've got on record. Internal publications are carrying articles that say, yes, we embrace the concept of extraterrestrials. We know they exist.
As long as they're baptized.
And they are creations. Well, they're actually saying that they're more spiritually advanced than humans. So that's actually quite a stretch. But that's not the fundamentalist that we're talking about, which is the majority of the far-right Republicans. So you're going to see a lot of change. A lot of change. Our goal is not to shatter. Not to shatter. We don't want to do that. It's not for the highest good. A little bit, shake them up, fine. Shatter, no. You see, one of the biggest things that happened with this election is that all of you are taking responsibility. And because you're taking responsibility and you're saying, yes, we're ready to roll up our sleeves, we're ready to get in there, assist, to make a difference, to change things, it opens the door for us. Here is a difference in a matter of weeks where people were upset because they were waiting for us to come and fix it for them. And in a matter of weeks, they elected someone who's going to pull you all together and you're all saying, okay, I'm ready to participate, let's do it, look at the difference. Now, what does that do in terms of our agenda and our ability to interact with all of you? It accelerates it dramatically.
Great.
Now, in addition to that, you have a president elect who will begin to open that door himself. And introduce these ideas and concepts that should have been brought forward a very long time ago. Because he believes in Americans. He believes you deserve to know the truth. Because he wants to know the truth. And he puts you on equal levels. He doesn't want to shock people. He doesn't want to send them jumping out of windows. No. But he has the ability to bring things forward in a palatable way. You're going to see change. We promise you. Now, you're going to see also, coming from every direction, change, as the channel read, in environmental policies, change in terms of energy policies. Things are going to change, and this is big. And again, accelerating the agenda for us. And that's the reason that we were celebrating. Is he one of us? Yes. As many of you are. In fact, we would say all of you are. Everyone listening to this and everyone who will listen to it in the archives. Now, technically, everyone on your planet is. Well, we will make some differentiation here is that, are you part of the ground crew? Yes. Working in tandem with us? Yes. Yes, very definitely. And are you working aboard ship in the dream state? Yes. Good number of you are. You all have different assignments, but yes. Well, we won't say you all have. Some of you cross over, some of you work together. Now, you're going to see things accelerate in ways that you never thought possible on every front. It's going to be a time where you're going to have to catch your breath. An exciting time. Is it the end of all struggle? We will not say that to you. Is it going to require some belt tightening? Yes. But one thing about him is that he is going to bring in the best of the best, and he is being guided. Please be aware of that. And he does hear. He listens. He hears. This man knows that he had a destiny. Clearly, there's no question in his mind. And if there's anything that you should all credit him for, is that he has been willing to step into his destiny at a time when your country was at its most critical point, where it takes a courageous person to step in and take on all that he is taking on. There is no one area that's not in trouble in some fashion or form. And therefore, he will receive lots of assistance because of the clarity of his soul and purpose. And he will hold everyone to the highest standard possible. He will not tolerate lying. He will not tolerate people who are not willing to get in there and roll up their sleeves. He will be hands-on with everything. He his ability to meet with people directly. Even those that some of you may find totally unacceptable, he will do it anyway. And they will be changed by his presence. Now, we don't want to make him into a Messiah. Please do not misunderstand this. But we want you to understand, and as you look at him as a reflection of yourselves, that this is who all of you are. You have forgotten. He has remembered. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
So you see what you have felt, Veronica, that this was something more than just him. He knows that.
Mm.
His ability to bring people together into a united goal, to join forces, a synergy of energy, he is capable of doing. And all of you, will begin to understand this very directly and personally. Now, your gifts and talents are going to accelerate. We want you to be aware of this. You're going to find yourself more intuitive, more psychic, more whatever words you want to use, than you've ever been. More aware. More aware of energies. The channel is already receiving calls. We're already talking to people who are having experiences, we know. Almost overnight, perceived as overnight. An extraordinary time. This is the time to start dreaming your dreams. Now, we want to credit you also. We've been talking about dreaming the dreamers awake, and this is the result of dreaming the dreamers awake. And there are more dreamers, and we ask you to continue to dream the dreamers awake, because now you have an administration that will welcome those dreamers, that are waiting for those dreamers, not an administration who will sidestep the dreamers. Some of you are still concerned about the military-industrial complex, and we will tell you that it will not survive in its current form. Things that have been hidden will come to the surface. And again, here is a president that will use his intuition, his psychic abilities. Nothing will get past him. Will we assist him in every way? Yes. Because there is a purity of soul and spirit there. It is his destiny. Now, Veronica, can we answer any questions for you? You usually have lots of questions.
Well, I'm just really fascinated by this kind of rippling waking up going on, I would say, around the world, like in the species. Is that right? That's what I keep perceiving.
Absolutely.
And it seems like there's such an interaction between your realm and this realm. I've never seen it that vivid and that
very
much
definitely.
It's going
to accelerate, Veronica.
That's exciting.
It's going to accelerate. More and more children. You're going to see more and more children who are going to be able to see us, be aware of us. Now, there will be caution, please understand. Channel had a discussion with someone about this very thing today. If the parents are supportive, the openings will occur quite rapidly, all right? But again, the contract set up very early on. It's not something that's overnight. It's going to be happening everywhere, and yes. But gently, you see, lovingly. And it will be seamless. As you saw, and we don't want any of you to forget what happened here with this election. as you saw people going into this with concerns, some with trepidation, uncertainties, and coming out the other side, excited and exhilarated, filled with hope.
Sit up. We're going to have to sign off for tonight.
All right. Again, we would ask that all of you, if you call us in tonight, we would like to work with you very personally on your next steps. Your next steps. So if you call us in and you say, please come work with me and, you know, what is my role? What is my next step? How can I be of service? How can I be more of a bridge? We would love to meet with you. We love you all. We thank you all for all that you have contributed and will continue to contribute during this time of transition, not only in your presidency, but on your planet. We love you. We love you, Veronica.
I love you, too. It's wonderful.
Thank you always for your service.
Yes.
Until next week, everyone, our total, complete, unconditional love to all of you. Celebrate. Have fun. Dream. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
All right. Can I go to bed now?
We're doing time release celebration.
It's a what?
We're going to do time released celebration.
Oh, okay.
Steady stream.
Oh Lord. Are we? How much time
still
do we have?
On. We have about a minute, I think. Okay.
Do we? Okay. Your show next week, Veronica.
I don't know who my guest is right now, but it's on at 4 o'clock next Tuesday. Is Radiance by Design? It's a call-in show, and 5 o'clock is going to be TBA. Possibly one of the healing doctors that I met down in Mexico.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Your website, veronicaentwistle.com?
Yes, no H in Entwistle.
Okay, and of course we are ethealing.com, and we love you all. A piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in you. We all are one. We are finally going to be part of a time where we become all one and recognize it. I am so excited.
Yes.
I look so forward to a time when our planet will be without hunger, without war, and I know it's within our lifetime, everyone. I know we're so on the way to this. It is, this is a time that we should never forget. This week we should hold on to, because it's, and there's more coming. I can feel it. I love all of you. Veronica, I adore you.
I love you too, Jackie. It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And we look forward to talking with you again next week. Good night.